Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, before we get started, just to remind you that if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time a new episode is released, you're the very first to find out. Now, before we get started with this podcast, I just want to share with you that this series of podcasts that you're going to hear are extracts from a recent workshop series that I held online free, and there were people from all around the world, and it was so lovely connecting with everybody. And so we were delving into areas such as our subconscious mind, suppressed emotion, and also mindset. And so if you're watching this on the YouTube channel, please enjoy the slides. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform, enjoy it. But if you get the opportunity, please check out the Total Somatics YouTube page. Because if you go to the Total Somatics YouTube page, you'll actually see some of the slides that I show you from this workshop series. So are you ready? Because today what we're going to listen or find out about is a dysregulated nervous system and what we can do to start regulating it and just getting a deeper understanding of what's actually going on underneath our skin. So enjoy this episode. So just here, I just want to share this with you here, because obviously we've looked at the root systems, we've looked at the trees, you know, looked at the tree and see how we have to go right down into looking at the causation of it. But what can happen is that we can live in this survival mode. So I've got a few little pictures here that I just want to dissect with you. And what can happen is that if we are in this survival mode, our nervous system doesn't know the difference between perceived and actual danger. So it could be that we are creating an ongoing stress pattern or program in our nervous system, maybe from years ago. But we've not learned how to regulate our nervous system. So it continues to be on high alert. And as we know, if we're on high alert all the time, it's going to mess our hormones. It's going to start to create a lot of reactive behavior. It could also make us go into a shutdown mode. It depends on how our nervous system is behaving. But what will also happen is you get these behavioral patterns happening too. So you can get like overthinking, overworking. People want distractions now. It's very hard for a person just to sit and just be, and maybe just look out the window. And if you do this yourself, notice how many seconds it takes before you think, oh, let me just reach for the phone. Oh, where's the remote control? Oh, I was going to do that washing. Oh, I was going to call somebody. Notice how quickly it happens. We live in such a fast-paced society that it's really quick. Really, really common for you to go, right, you know, in order to self-soothe, because many of us have lost that self-soothing, we need a dopamine hit. And that dopamine hit could be to have a drink at the end of the day. It might be people want to take drugs. They might do vaping. They might be doing smoking. It might be sugar and caffeine. And things such as when you look at sugar and caffeine, how many of us will have these things in the day? But the reality is, what are they? Are they that we need them to get us going at the start of the day? Do we need things to wind us down at the end of the day? Because remember, if these are stimulants that are starting to kind of give us some sort of energy or give us a boost, it's also creating a dysregulation of our nervous system, because at the end of the day, your nervous system is on this hyper alert, hyper arousal, and then it doesn't think it's safe to sleep. Because your nervous system still doesn't realize the difference between perceived and actual danger. You've got this engine, this behavioral pattern or program happening subconsciously. And it's your nervous system is going, we're in a survival situation. We can't sleep. We need to stay awake. And this is what happens. So when we have a dysregulated nervous system, it's like that barking dog. And you can see that dog there right next to your ear, barking, barking, barking. A dysregulated nervous system will continue these programs or these patterns of behavior that don't serve us well. But when we start, and that's why I've said it's from the bottom up total somatic approach. I mean, it's a global approach. We're looking at everything. But instead of this talking and cognizing, we are noticing, sensing and feeling. It's that felt sense. It's noticing what's actually happening. When we start to regulate our nervous system, we are able to address the survival patterns or the drives that are taking us into these default behaviors. And when we go quiet, when we actually start to regulate the nervous system, that bark gets quieter. It's a bit more distant. And the key thing is, when we're considering this is mindful in May and beyond, not just May, but when that chatter or that barking starts to get louder again, notice it and think, hang on, what do I need to do to regulate my nervous system again? Am I starting to go into my old programs and patterns? Can I start becoming more mindful and noticing how I can just tweak those programs? Because we can do this when we become aware of it. It's the same with our movements, and I'm going to share that with you next, is when you can sense and feel something, you can move it or you can change it. So we need to become very alert and very aware to these things. And this is just another point that somebody mentioned earlier about that gut feeling. You know, we sometimes get that gut feeling. That gut feeling is still part of that somatic or that visceral awareness. And so it's actually really good. I mean, how many times have you had a gut feeling, you've ignored it, and then in the end you go, I should have listened, because we are more sensory than motor. Remember that there's so much intelligence in us that the more we become aware of all these nuances and these sensations and this feedback from our entire soma. And when I say soma, that's our emotional, mental, physical, energetic health, everything else. It encompasses us as an individual, because as a soma, we are a sensory organism. We are molded and we are sculpted and shaped by our surroundings. So the more that we can get more in tune and more sensitive and aware of everything around us, we actually start to change the different areas of our brain. We start to improve things like emotional intelligence, our focus, awareness, our concentration, our decision making, because we're using parts of our brain which mean that we are responding rather than reacting to a situation. And that happens when we regulate your nervous system. So wasn't that lovely to hear a little bit more about what's really going on underneath the skin? So please let me know your thoughts. So if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, please share your comments below. I'd love to hear from you. And also keep in touch with me. So if you go to totalsomatics.com, if you click on the Join Now page and you're really interested in joining the membership, please leave your details on the Join Now page. And the next time we open the membership doors, you'll be the very first to find out. In the meantime, if you want to get started today with Total Somatics, if you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the shop page, and you'll see there's lots of workshops and there's also some audio classes. So you can start today to regulate your nervous system, soften your tissues, and increase your range of movement. So until next time, all my love and very best wishes. Take care. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.